Heavenly Father, as I sit here tonight in this pew, I want to thank you for allowing me to be here. God, tonight, I've made the humble choice to look into my own heart. I've chosen not to look at the mistakes of others, but I've chosen to look into my own heart. And God, I recognize that I've got some struggles inside my heart. God, for years I've tried to just bury those feelings and those events. Sometimes I found myself even denying that they've ever happened. Sometimes I actually blamed God. I was wrong in that. But tonight, I'm here, Jesus, to make a very tough choice. I recognize that I haven't always been the father that I needed to be. Recognize that I've not always been the wife that my husband needed. God, I've failed in my duties, in my church membership. Sometimes I went to church, God, and I just took everything I could rather than give. And Jesus, as Jeremy was sharing, I was really convicted because I recognized something that I've never seen before, and that is being uncomfortable with love. God, I so long to know what it's like to sit on a daddy's knee and hear the words, "I love you, son." I long to meet mommy at the door when I come home from school and share a story with her. And I see where I've not done that for my children. So God, tonight, I give my whole heart to you, and I want you to know that I'm sorry for the mistakes I've made, for the wrong choices, the wrong turns in my life, for ignoring my husband when he needed me most, for not listening to my wife when she wanted to share her heart, for not loving my children the way you love me. God, tonight, I repent. I ask your forgiveness. Jesus, can you forgive me right now? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, tonight, I'm willing to take another hard step, and that is choosing to forgive the ones that hurt me. God, I was the one that got yelled at a lot. I was the child at school that got made fun of. But today, I'll forgive. Jesus, I was the child on that dark night that was violated. Jesus, I felt so out of control. It brought fear into my life. But tonight, I choose to forgive. Jesus, I was the one that God neglected, forgotten, pressured and controlled. I was the one that was waiting for love, was never noticed. But tonight, I choose to forgive the individual that hurt me. And Jesus, tonight, I don't hold it against this individual anymore. And Jesus, tonight, the individual or individuals that hurt me are free. Jesus, I've got a big favor that I'd like to ask you. The mistakes that I've made and the mistakes of others have triggered a lot of feelings in my heart. And Jesus, your word in the Bible, your eternal word tells me that you're anointed and that you are called by the Heavenly Father to heal broken hearts. Jesus, you've healed the lame, the blind, the sick, the poor. But tonight, I ask you into my heart to touch the wounds of my mistakes, to touch the hurts that others have caused me, the brokenness, the shatteredness, the fear, the worry, the desperation, the misunderstandings, the longings, the needs. Jesus, the anger, the frustration, the confusion. Jesus, tonight, I ask your healing touch into my wounds inside my heart. The healing touch that only you can give, Jesus. Jesus, allow your cleansing, healing stream to flow through my heart right now. Through every wound, every hurt. Bring the brokenness together. Repair the shatteredness with your love. Fill my heart with peace that only you can provide, Jesus. It talks about in Philippians that is far above all understanding, your peace, Jesus. The peace that you leave with us that the world doesn't understand. Your peace, Jesus, into my wounds tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for healing my wounds, for forgiving my sins, helping me forgive others. Jesus, tonight is a start, a new start in my life. Jesus, I know that from now on life will not be perfect. I know that I'll probably make mistakes again and I'll be hurt again, but help me to remind me, Jesus, to keep coming back to you. Tonight is not a magical fix. It's just a start of my journey, God, of healing with you, of repenting with you, of forgiving others. You say that I need to do this 70 times 7 in your word. Help me, Jesus. Give me strength, courage to move forward every day for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray this all in Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Savior's name. Amen.